Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new survey has found that most Americans, whether religious or not, in terms of their profession, believe that a creator is responsible for the origins of mankind and the creation of the universe. According to the latest results from a study conducted by Lifeway Research, most Americans believe that the universe was designed by a creator who also defines the moral code of all mankind. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, these may be surprising results. They are actually very high results. And indeed, they show that the vast majority of Americans, 72% overall, agree with the following statement. And I'll quote it. This is the statement that they agree with. Three-quarters of the people surveyed, three-quarters of Americans, quote, since the universe has organization, I think there is a creator who designed it, close quote. This is the statement that was also in agreement. There was other statements that we can talk about, but 72% agree with that statement. Since the universe has organization, I think there is a creator who designed it.
Well, 72% agree with it, and 28% are in willful denial of it. They've suspended disbelief in order to, for whatever motive, in order to try to convince themselves that they don't believe it. And, you know, Scripture says the fool says in his heart there is no God. So it is folly. This, these other 28% are living in a world of folly. That they know God has written this reality on the hearts of every man, woman, and child. So typically, are those who do not wish to be held accountable to a God who has created the universe, who has created the moral code, the moral law of mankind. They don't want to be accountable to that, so they just try to convince themselves that he doesn't exist, that their own creator doesn't exist.
Now, this same statement, since the universe has organization, I think there is a creator who designed it, also was agreed by 46% of the people surveyed who called themselves that they had no religious. That is people who are atheists, agnostics, and other non-religious individuals. So these people say they don't believe in God, or they don't even know that there is a God, but they're certainly not religious no matter what. Still, almost half of that category of people agreed that there is a creator who designed the universe. So even they recognize reality, and there are still some that are in denial. I mean, obviously, you look at the creation. It's so complex. It's so magnificent. There's no way in the world that it could have possibly evolved. I mean, just take some simple things in terms of what you would think of as simple. The simple cell. The simple cell is very, very complex. It has all kinds of mechanisms and motors and other kinds of things that are very complex. So the simple cell, as we have now learned through microbiology, is not so simple after all. It is a very complex system, all of which, by the way, is necessary for it to be in existence at the same time for the cell to continue survival.
Well, even the most ardent atheist will acknowledge that there is an appearance of design, an appearance of creation. And Occam's razor says, you take the most simple explanation and go with it. Well, the universe at every level from the macro to the micro is so fine-tuned, and there are so many interdependent variables that if one, trillions of interdependent variables, that if one variable were just off a tick, it would all implode. The universe could not maintain and be in existence. And I forget who it was that originally said it, but they said to say that there is no designer when you look at the clear fine tuning and design of the universe is like saying that a tornado could blow through a junkyard, fly away, and leave a 747 that it put together. The tornado put together scraps in the junkyard. That is more believable than to believe that that the universe was not created by our Creator.
You're right. You know, 79% of all the people that were surveyed in this survey agree with the following statement. The fact that we exist means someone created us. 79% agree with that statement. You're right, Matt. I mean, when you look at the complexity of creation, you know, even if you look, for example, at if you could possibly evolve without any kind of creator, an individual human with all the moving parts and so forth, how long is that human going to exist, or any creature, frankly, not just humans, any animal? How long are they going to exist unless at the same exact time you also evolved the same but complementary kind of species, a female version of the male version? Otherwise, the one version just simply will not exist because it will not continue to propagate. I mean, the complexities, the impossibility of the fact that all of this came together, that had no ultimate design, no creator behind it. It takes so much faith. Frankly, it takes so much stupidity to believe something like that than it does to believe that there is a creator who designed all of this complex world that we know.
Well, like I said, the mental gymnastics, they have to suspend disbelief to convince themselves that this all just happened by chance over time. When you look at the incredible complexity of the human genome, of the human DNA, it's an arbitrary language. Even scientists who maybe are agnostic will say, well, yeah, it has all the appearances of the most advanced computer code language in the history of the universe. Mankind cannot possibly replicate how complicated and intelligent and sophisticated is this code. We can't even get close to it. Yet they want to say it just kind of happened accidentally. It kind of reestablishes that the fool says in his heart there is no God. Kind of proves the point.
Yeah. Now there, as it relates to the fact that this vast majority of people, nearly 80% of people, 72 to 79% of people, depending upon the question, believe that there is a creator who designed the universe, and the fact that we exist, 79% believe that there is a creator who created us. When you move over to morality, there's also a large number, but not as high. Americans, this study says, are less certain whether a creator defines right and wrong. A smaller majority, which is 66%, say that people's moral values attest to a creator who determines morality. But you know, while we have certain laws of science and physics, like gravity, that's part of the natural created order, we also have the same thing with regards to the laws of morality. They don't change. There are certain fundamental laws of morality. There are certain kinds of things in etiquette, obviously, that are cultural, but there's certain laws of morality, life and marriage, that transcend time, and they are embedded in the creation itself.
Well, and the minority, 34%, that might disagree that the Creator defines right and wrong, and these are folks that embrace moral relativism, who say that there absolutely are no absolutes, which is a self-defeating proposition to begin with. To say there absolutely are no absolutes is to say that it's absolute that there are no absolutes. So they just, it's circular reasoning, it's circular argument, it's non-reasoning, it's a non-argument. The fact is that the same God that created and fine-tuned the universe created the moral code, the moral law.
Well, in fact, and you hear atheists, I've heard debates by atheists, and when they talk about morality, they'll say, well, you shouldn't kill, but why shouldn't you kill? And they have no grounding or basis to say that. It's just an abstract construct, but yet they believe that there are certain things you're not supposed to do, but if there's no absolutes, then there's nothing that you shouldn't do. The fact is, what makes sense of life is the fact that there is a creator, which the Declaration of Independence says we are endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Speaking of a creator, there's a book that is co-authored by Steve Green, The Bible in America. It's a fascinating book. We have it here at Liberty Counsel to make available for you. It's about the impact of the Bible in America. The Green family, through the Museum of the Bible, they will be opening the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. in 2017. It's a fascinating museum that will be very impactful worldwide. But I encourage you to read the book. It's a small book. It's a nice read about the impact of the Bible, and immerse yourself more into the Word of God. I encourage you to listen to the Word of God, to read the Word of God, and find out more about the Creator who designed you, who loves you, and gave His life for you. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for the Liberty Counsel staff and the ministry, and support us financially at the website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.